Sean Dunyon, outgoing Central Council delegate for Donegal. A very positive Congress all round.
Very positive, Chris. We're absolutely delighted with the weekend and how everything went. And there's great feedback from the delegates and everybody that attended this weekend. They were so impressed, Donegal Town people coming to the county for the first time ever. A great experience. Hotels have been absolutely superb in the way they've presented all their facilities, and it was just a very positive weekend, and thankfully no negative feedback from it.
In terms of the motions, what stood out for you?
There's a number of debates. I suppose the restructure now of the Sam Maguire Championship and the Talton Cup in 2026 is a positive. There's a good debate with regards to the penalties and winner on the day. There's some very positive stuff coming into now. Adult safeguarding. There's so much the association does, and like Congress is it's the opportunity for every club to get their motions on the clar, and then they get fully debated here. And if Congress decides that they're worthy. So that's the democratic process and work in order there.
I think it's when you're at something like Congress that you just see how many strands there are to an organisation like the GAA.
Yeah, what struck me is particularly, and people wouldn't be that familiar with World GAA, so that's all the units. There's 500 clubs outside the country now, spread from the US to Australia, Asia, across Europe. So they were all here on Thursday for a series of meetings, and that is a huge, the GAA have their tentacles now all over the world, and they feel so much, that's their connection with home. And so it's a fantastic organisation, and they just love being involved, and it keeps them all involved, and they just want that bit of home, even though I've sent a delegate that came here from Tokyo, from Southern California, flew in from Australia. That's amazing.
And we had delegates from New York, and one of the motions was about letting New York become part of the Lorrie Maher Cup. So, yeah. You know, that went through. So big development for them.
Oh, huge. That motion got a lot of debate. Mm. But you have to be inclusive, and, to develop hurling and New York even further than the work they're doing already. It's very important that they can get into competition. It's this year, we'll know the big debate was, were they going to be too strong for the Lorrie Maher? I suppose that remains to be seen, but very important that the like of New York can no more than the Talton Cup can be in competition.
Gerald Burns alluded to a 10-year infrastructural plan, and if you look what's happened in the last 20 years, the organisation's come on leaps and bounds, and in terms of investment, you do get a huge return on it.
Yeah, well, the social capital, as he alluded to as well, that the independent report that done recently just shows the social impact that the GAA have. But on the route to integration, everybody knows that is a huge challenge with regard to facilities. There's so many young girls and boys playing Gaelic games now, be it Gaelic football, hurling, camogie, GAA. So the facilities are under pressure, and I suppose the weather and climate change is actually impacting things a lot too, and the difficulties even getting inter-county matches played this weekend is very apparent. So yeah, I know they had been having a lot of discussions with government, so hopefully there will be a fund now that will allow clubs that need to upgrade and add second pitches to aid the integration process. Hopefully that will be, but there's a lot of work needed, as he said, over the next 10 years.
And there is a feeling that to get some of the sports capital grants, we're back to inclusivity and maybe bringing in non-GAA activities. And that was a motion which actually didn't get enough support to go through, which raised a few eyebrows.
Yeah, it was it was more community that they were I would agree in principle with that. I don't know if it was presented strong enough and that the safeguards were there that it could be maybe abused or whatever. So I think that'll come back onto the agenda again. But and I know sharing for government funding down the road, so it will be a requirement to share. But sharing's fine, but if we don't have the capacity to manage our own games and facilitate all our own members, it's going to be very difficult to share then with other sports. So there's a lot of work to be done in this area.
And finally, your term as a Central Council delegate coming to an end.
Yeah, this is it now. 5 years done as Central Council. I have to say I really enjoyed it. It was a great privilege for me to be elected to Central Council's last 5 years, but it's time to move on, and I'm actually delighted now Fergus McGee is replacing me, and he'll be a great ambassador for Donegal, a great representative. I'm delighted personally for Fergus to be going to Central Council, and I know he's looking forward to it as well.